On display at the Dayton Metro Library are a series of maps of the city's neighborhoods. Each one starts with the same basic black and white print, but layered on top are colored fabrics and transparencies. They outline areas with high poverty rates and highlight pockets of food insecurity. Graphic designer and UD professor Misty Thomas Strout created the maps using data from the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission. WISO's Lila Goldstein spoke with the artist about the project.
What inspired you to work on this project, to combine these ideas about equity with maps and cartography?
Yeah, I have a great love for maps. I myself am geographically challenged. I find it very difficult to read maps. They're extremely complex. They change. I mean, even the neighborhood map that I designed likely will already be changing because maps are essentially extinct as soon as they're made because our landscape changes every hour of the day. So there's something really like kind of poetic about the way maps historically define where we live and what we're doing, but they can also be interpreted in a lot of different ways by the person viewing them. So for me, I just am really drawn to that beautiful nature of them. And when they're literal or when they're poetic mapping, I'm kind of obsessed with it.
So part of the project illustrates Dayton's income inequality, also racial segregation, and access to resources. Why did you choose to focus on these issues, and kind of why now? Why are they important to look at in Dayton now?
Yeah, I don't think that I chose the issues as much as they chose me, because this is something that America's faced in general. A lot of cities face racial segregation, income inequalities. It goes right back to redlining. There is a lot of injustice in how we've built our environment, our culture, our cities. And for me to bring that to light, and also as someone who lives in a neighborhood where I don't have the same access to great food, to good produce, and I have to drive further to get to that outside of Dayton, is a topic that needs to be talked about a lot. It needs to be no longer hushed. It needs to be remain transparent, and it's of great interest to me.
And since this data is already available online, how does having a visual exhibit like serve its own purpose, and having it in the library, what purpose does that serve in addition to just the data already being accessible?
Yeah, so for me, exhibiting at a library is something I like to do more than galleries, because I think it's more welcoming for the common person. Anyone feels welcome in the library. It doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, what you're doing, what you're wearing. You can interact with the work. And having it accessible visually to touch, there's a palpability there. You get to spend time with it. To me, print matters. Having the information travel from library branch to library branch not only celebrates our new libraries, which everything is free, brings the information into all communities, makes it more accessible, and then further just disseminates it so everyone has a chance to view it. They can see where their neighborhood is, again, relate to it a little bit more. And that's another important note, is relatability. Getting people to have civic pride, they need to feel like they can relate to the matter. And if I have enough visual information that moves them, inspires them, makes them feel like they understand, they've dealt with these issues, they've had the same experiences, no matter what it is, I think that they build a little more care and they want to get involved more.
That was WISO's Lila Goldstein talking with graphic designer Misty Thomas Strout. You can see the maps on display at the Southeast Branch of the Dayton Library beginning Saturday at 5 p.m., and the exhibit will tour other branches through June. See images and some of the works on our website, wiso.org.